Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to this June the 5th edition of Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. I'd like to welcome everyone. If you're listening, you are a part of the spear in the battle for liberty and to protect our Constitution. I hope everybody had a good weekend last week, a Memorial Day weekend. I hope you spent time with families and friends. And what a 2 weeks has been since our last show. I'd like to thank everyone for the record number of listens, live and archive listens of the show. Thank y'all. And thank you for healthy growth of the show and our website, teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I'd like to thank all of y'all again. But during the Memorial Day weekend, I hope you did take time out to remember the ones that lost their life during the wars to protect our freedoms. I hope you take time to remember that. So much to cover since our last show, but first I'll go ahead and make an announcement. Next week, we will be having a show, but it will be earlier at 3 p.m. next Sunday. So I hope everyone can join in live, or you can listen to the archive, to the show. But we are going to have a little bit of fun today and probably have some roasting of Hillary Clinton like usual. On our subject today, it is a push for more gun control. And what we will be looking at, the liberals' agenda and push for more gun control after the shooting at UCLA. We'll be looking into the game plan of liberals and how to stop the agenda of the global elite's war on the Second Amendment. And also we're going to look at, of course, like we do every show, look at the past week's primaries and delegate count. And look towards the upcoming primaries, which we are nearing the end. To speak of that, let's go ahead and dive into the primaries. As of this last show, we had the right here, make sure I'm right on track. Yep. We had the Washington State Republican primary, which Trump took all 40 delegates there. And then on June the 4th, we had the Virgin Island Democrat primaries, and we took all 7 delegates there. And right now, going on, which has not closed yet, the Puerto Rico Democratic primary, that will not be, the results will not be available for that till in the morning. So we'll cover that next week. And look at the upcoming primary calendar. We have on June the 7th, the California primary. On the GOP side, it's winner take most, with the winning delegate taking majority of the delegates. On the Republicans, on the Democrat side, it is the prorated again. And basically, all the way through the end of the voting cycle on June the 14th, the Democratic side is prorated. Also in the sense, we have the Montana primary. GOP winner take all, 27 delegates up for grab New Jersey. Winner take all, 51 delegates. New Mexico, 24 delegates, which is prorated on the Republican side. and also the North Dakota Democratic Caucus, the Republicans will not vote at the caucus, allowing its 28 delegates to remain unpledged to a specific candidate at the national convention. And also you have the South Dakota primary, GOP winner take all 29 delegates up for grabs there. So on the GOP side, with the delegates, there is 303 delegates up to grab. And on the Democratic side, you have 806 delegates up for grabs. Let's look at the delegate count as of right now. I know you've been hearing on the news that Trump has secured the delegate for the nomination on Republican side. Well, that is partially true, but it's also partially not true. And the reason why I'm saying that, as of right now, Donald Trump stands at 1,144 delegates, which leaves him 97 shy of the nomination. But, excuse me, I told you wrong, that leaves him 93 shy of the delegates he needs for the nomination. But if you add in the unpledged delegates, which means they're not tied to the candidate that their party or to the candidate that won their state, he has 95, which would give him two more than the magic number 1237. So, in technical terms, yes, he has won the nomination on the Republican side, but with an unpledged delegate, they do not have to go with the candidate that won the state. Trump has to win all the delegates remaining, and I'm not including the unpledged delegates or superdelegates, but the plain delegates for him to get the nomination. Again, he is 93 away from that. On the Democratic side, of course, Hillary has all but secured the nomination with her total of, and now this does not include the superdelegates, of 1,776 of the 2,383 delegates for nominations. Bernie Sanders has 1,501. If you add in the superdelegates, Hillary is less than 100 away from winning the nomination. And Bernie is 825 away from winning the nomination. It is theoretically possible for him doing it with the amount of delegates that are still up for grabs on the Democratic side, but there is no way that the establishment is going to allow Bernie to beat Hillary, even though I do not trust a Democratic, self-proclaimed Democratic socialist that he is. But you got to be sort of encouraged that the establishment is scared of him for at the beginning of the election cycle to stack the deck in his favor with all the superdelegates going towards Hillary. Even if the rules stay on the Democratic side that the superdelegates go with the person that wins the state. So it's all a show on this about the delegates. It don't matter about the actual votes, which the GOP come under fire about that. When you heard the clip on the show that I played when talking about the voter fraud, you can scan back through the archive of the show and hear that about the chairman over the rules committee. basically saying that the voters do not choose the president, they do, or the nominee from the Republican Party. That was very much an outrage towards the establishment when that came out. So we can only hope that they learn from their mistakes, basically. But we've seen time and time again over history that the establishment keeps going for their silly games, even though people are waking up to their agenda. Keep going pedal down, hammer down to push their agenda, even though people are waking up to their tyranny all the time. But, oh well, that's what they want to push, then let them try to push it. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break right now before we hit our main topic of a push for more gun control. I'll ask you if you have any questions, comments, retorts. Our call number is area code 845-277-9109, or you can hit me up on the chat board. I will be glad to take your questions. And again, the calling number or chat board is only live during the live show, and you cannot call in during the podcast. I know most of you know this, but I have had people send me a message about that. And unfortunately, that's the world we're living in now with the dumb down with the fluoride in water. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our main topic of a push for more gun control. See you after the break. Welcome back, and this is Shane LaClaw, and our calling number again is area code 845-277-9109, or you can reach our chat board to discuss the subject matter topic of the show today, a push for more gun control. And what brought this about was the push by the liberals for more gun control after the shooting at UCLA. And we'll be looking at what the game plan is of the liberals and how to stop the agenda of the global elite's war on the Second Amendment. Now, the article is up on our website at www.kingliberty1776.wordpress.com. The article is entitled, Liberals Push for More Gun Control After UCLA Shooting. And I found this great meme that I put on the article, the source article, and it has a clear fact on it. Fact, 92% of the mass shootings have happened in gun-free zones. What that is talking about is the shootings at all the colleges, universities, at Sandy Hook, so click that and think about that for a sec. 92% of all the mass shootings in the United States have happened in gun zones. Basically, in a gun-free zone, you are a sitting duck. You're an easy target for a shooter. That's one thing I do like what Texas did. Is allow carrying of guns on the campus as long as you have been trained, which I don't agree with the whole license to carry a gun concealed or open carry. I'm a big believer in open carry. And also, I do not agree, again, with the having to get a license for a gun. To me, the Second Amendment is my permit to carry a gun. And, you know, you want to hear all these liberals and gun control advocates talk about the Second Amendment is just for hunting and recreational shooting. I'm going to call a big bullcrap on that right here. Back when the Constitution was written, there was no such thing as recreational shooting. A gun was used to protect yourself. It was also used for hunting. So, therefore, I do not get where they come up with this bullcrap of saying that a gun should only be used for hunting or recreational use. These liberals about make me sick in their gun-grabbing agenda. But, folks, we can only blame ourselves for sitting back and letting go so far. Now, I know not every one of us has sat back on the couch and just sat there and taken. I know some of us has been out on the march, out on the pathway to help defend our liberties given to us by the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment clearly states the right to bear arms, not the right to use arms to go hunting or recreational shooting, which some people are wondering what recreational is. That's like going out, going skeet shooting or turkey hunts. I know you've seen it at your local lodges and that. You have these liberals like Hillary Clinton saying, we need more gun-free zones to stop mass shooting. No, you don't need more gun-free zones to stop mass shootings. That is that opposite of what is going to happen. If you have more gun-free zones, you're going to have more mass shootings. Look at the shooting rates in the cities of Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. What do you think about the shooting rates up there? They are the highest in the United States. Those are the top three in the United States cities with shootings. And why is that? Because they have gun control. You're not allowed to own a firearm in those three cities. If you don't believe me, look up the FBI's own statistics about cities where they have shooting deaths, and you'll see the top three cities are Chicago, New York, and Washington, D.C. Well, the last time I looked, I believe Chicago was number one, New York was number two, and Washington, D.C. was number three. But, of course, all that can change. But, folks, why they're doing this is because of this past week at the mass shooting at UCLA, the liberals have ramped up their assault on the right to bear arms. Even when the facts do not match their rhetoric, the liberals, they don't care. These gun grabbers' agenda is not one of making this country like it was founded for the people, of the people, but they want to have a greater control of people, of what me and you do. For years, gun rights advocates and conservative groups have been saying that a federal gun registry is one of the main goals of the liberal gun grabbers' agenda. The left has and will always deny it, even going to the point of ridiculing the NRA and other gun advocate groups for the mere suggestion that a national gun registry is even on the table. They like to play these bait and switch games. But out in front of everybody, they'll say, oh, there's no gun registry on the table. But behind the scenes, they're pushed for it. But when you call them out on that, if you're the NRA or a gun advocate, they're going to call you ridiculous, senile, crazy, conspiracy theorist. I'm going to give you a little bit of education. You know why they call you conspiracy theorist? Because you do not buy into their government lies, mainstream media's lies, or as I call it, lamestream media, dinosaur media. You do not buy into their government propaganda anymore. Just like what we're seeing today is just like the book 1984 or A Brave New World. Take your pick. Both of them was written several years ago, basically telling you what's coming down the pipe for you if you do not stand up and protect your constitution and get God-given rights. But with this mass shooting in UCLA, this has ramped it up for what the gun grabber agenda is. And now the scene shifts to a state that is now starting to target all law-abiding gun owners, and that state would be Hawaii. If this happens, Hawaii would be the first state in the nation to have its gun owners entered into a nationwide FBI database. This FBI database would automatically notify local police if a resident has been arrested anywhere in the United States. The database called the RAPBAC is currently being used across the country for school teachers, bus drivers, and others in a position of trust, according to the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Service Division, Stephen Fisher. The state of Hawaii would be one of the first to add all gun holders. Come to 1984, folks, if we don't stand up and protect it. And if this bill was to pass in Hawaii, it would be the gun control advocates' best thing come to it, have them jumping with joy doing somersaults. Listen to this from a staff attorney for the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Allison Anderman said the bill was groundbreaking and that she hadn't heard of any other states introducing similar messages. Why? Because the state of Illinois, the state of New York, and District of Columbia already has strict gun laws. But if this does pass in Hawaii, this will be the first state to pass it, and other states will more than likely follow suit. This is a comment from a major in the Honolulu Police Department. He also helped write the draft of this bill. Major Richard Robinson said that it will still benefit, that this bill would still benefit Hawaii police. And he is quoted as saying, even though other states don't enter gun owners in the database as of right now, Hawaii gun owners undergo a background check only when they register a gun. So police have no way of knowing if they're disqualified from owning a gun in the future unless they try to register a new firearm. We're only discovering things by accident. They happen to come registering a firearm. We run a background check, and then we find out they're a prohibited person. This happens about 20 times a year. Okay. Disqualified for owning a gun. What are you going to use that's got post-PTSD? Well, I'm sorry. Let them go over there and fight a battle, a war of any kind, and see how they come back. And let's say you was young, 18 or 19, and you was running with your buddies, and you got convicted of having a little bit of marijuana. Well, we all know what the government stance is on marijuana. It'll help a big farm out of business. So, of course, the government does not want that. So you get busted, you get a felony for having drugs. Bam, there goes your right to carry a firearm. Well, let's say 30 years down the road, you want to go buy you a new gun. You go do all that wonderful paperwork. But you can't get your gun because you're a convicted felon. That's a bunch of crap. It is a slippery slope that we are going down on this gun control issue. But we need to stand up for our rights of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. But there is people coming out in defense of the Second Amendment. Jerry O, a firearm and hunting instructor for the state, he did come out and say, I don't like the idea of us being entered into a database. It basically tells us that they know where the guns are and they can come grab them. We get the feeling that Big Brother is watching us. Yes, and he's extending his reach ever so. Then, if I can remember, at the University of Hawaii, William S. Richardson School of Law is very much opposed to the bill. Kenneth Lawson, the faculty advisor in the School of Law, states, you're curtailing the right by requiring that a name be entered into a database without doing anything wrong. But I'll be honest, the best quote for the opposition of this bill comes from the NRA. Amy Hunter of the NRA expresses the full concern with this bill as a threat to America's right to bear arms. This is an extremely dangerous bill exercising a constitutional right. Is not inherently suspicious. Hawaii will now be treating firearms as suspect and subject to constant monitoring. Can't even say it better myself, Miss Hunter. This is another overreach of the government to try to tell us what we can or cannot do. We need to stand up for our rights and protect what we have. Or we're going to lose it. We're going to lose our rights if we don't stand up for them right now. Again, you can find this article on the website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. But this gun control issue is very concerning right now. Of course, we're being attacked on all fronts with the free speech, the right to bear arms. We've got to stand up and fight and protect our constitutional rights, folks. And tell them that we do not want gun-free zones. We do not want free speech zones because their mommies and daddies did not make them tough growing up. We're afraid we're going to hurt feelings. Well, excuse me, someone. If you don't like what something I say, suck it up. You're going to hear it anyway. I have the First Amendment to freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion. And also I have my Second Amendment constitutional rights of the right to bear arms. I will keep my guns. And as the saying goes, Moulin Lawblake, you can tap them and you can have my weapons when you pry them from my cold, dead hands. Remember, everyone, we got to defend our constitutional rights or we will lose them. It's time to take the battle back to the global elite and protecting our rights. They want a physical war. Let's do an information war. They keep pushing, then they will get to fight, but they will not like it. Remember, when we had the Revolutionary War, 3% of the population defeated at that time the world's greatest army, the British Haitian Army. We'll see you next week at special time of 3:00. See you next week, folks.